9th Avenue, Louisa, Kentucky, and he's going to tell about the old buildings of Louisa, in particular the Big Mill and how it was built, what he remembers being told. Now, Mr. Wilson. What do you remember about being told about it?
Well, just about all I know about it, because it can go back to, way back to when I was a real young child. We used to go to that big mill, and that mill at that time run day and night. All the farmers in Orange County would raise their own wheat, and the bordering counties around Orange County would bring wheat there to the region, had the ground. And some of them had real good wheat. They'd leave it to them, have the ground come back and eat it. And the small farmers like that, they'd bring the wheat in here to town, and slaughter some flour and take it back home with them. But doing big farmers and raising all just bushes and bushes of wheat. I've seen teams come in here and take them 2 days to make a trip. They make one trip one day, bring the wheat in and take the flour back like the next day. If you didn't, you'd have to drive all night to get back home. And that was built by Uncle George Benton. I knew him when I was very small, and Mary Jane Benton, who was George Stark's grandmother, and Mary Jane was Uncle George Benton's daughter. And they lived an extra on Wilson Street, a little house set back in there. Well, it's a very old house. I believe it's pulled down there, maybe it's getting remodeled.
Now, for a while, didn't he live in a little house beside of the grocery store over here on the next block over?
Now, you're thinking about George.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, George Clark lived there. George Clark lives there now.
Now, did he live with this lady, or was it someone else?
George lived there with Sherry Clark. Sherry was his grandmother. Ellie Clark was George's father. And it got killed. Mm-hmm. One of the Ewing boys, Jim Ewing's boy, killed us in a poker game, shot him. Mm-hmm. And George, he'd been living there with his grandmother. His grandmother, when she died, she left that country to George out there.
Now, this George Gritton, though, his daughter's name was what?
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
And she lived, though, in another spot from where?
Well, the old Mary Jane lived back on the corner. They'd right up Pike Street, sir. When you top the hill, there's a little cottage set there. And she lived in that. That's where Rick pulled down the house. And she lived in that little cottage. I remember she tried to commit suicide. With no, I don't know whether I'll be telling this or not. It recorded. With old little butcher knife, and she just cut her throat and hanged it all up, and she never did get to the vein. And the old doctor did put the pants out, she paid the doctor's daughter, and there wasn't nothing wrong with her, just the throat was hanging up for an old butcher knife.
This Uncle George Gritton, what do you remember about him?
Well, I don't remember him, but I remember his wife, well, Aunt June. Well, June, I used to go over to her house and play around her house. I used to agree when I was just small and kid, the rabbits. Oh, the country was full of rabbits. This is all farmland back in here at that time. And she'd have her children come around and get the rabbits out of the well.
Well,
she said, they play around that well and fall into the well. Get out in there, we have to go and get them out. She was a very small woman, awful nice old lady, and seemed to love everybody. Now, I just remember Uncle George Gritton. He was a heavy built person. But I That's about all I remember about it. I just remember his size. Of course, I don't remember this mill. Is probably over 100 years old. It was built before I was born.
It was an awful large building for a man to undertake, wasn't it, in those days?
He took a contract on that. He was a slave, you know. And he took a contract on that, I think, at Major Burchett, the first man's book, with the mill head. And I was told that Uncle George took a contract on that for $300. Built that building for $300 and worked 3 years on it before it completed.
My goodness. What kind of lumber is in the building, do you know?
Respecting all the old folk. That's one of the best buildings that I guess is one of the strongest buildings, I reckon, in the Big Sandy Valley. And that building stands today just as true and strong as it was when it was built. It's a general thing, a building of that size, you know, they begin to deteriorate and knock down, but that building keeps standing just like it was. And as far as I remember, that roof that's on that building, now if it's a Mach 10 roof, that roof was put on there when that building was built.
That is amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Like,
well, there's another house here in town that I know that's probably 75, 80, or maybe 100 years old. It's got the same roof on. It's a lot to me.
You know the old house that's about a block away from the mill that Mrs. Van Tilburg lives in? That is a real old house,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, now that's Uncle Jim Wellman owned that property. He was a brother to Atwell Wellman, that was Charter Wellman's father. And he was he was a businessman, a store here, and he left the lead and sold out, to my knowledge, to the Hatchers. And he went to Casburg of the Uncle Jim there. And as far back as I remember, I don't remember when Uncle Jim lived there, but I remember when the Hatcher family lived there.
I think underneath the weatherboard it's supposed to be a longhouse, isn't it? Have you heard that?
No, I don't. That's not a longhouse.
It's not?
No. Now, Vandenberg remodeled that house.
Mm-hmm.
He just put your record, you see. And he remodeled it. That was probably all good shows I'm in there. He's like the old building I put on that place, great, that was brick building there. Oh, that was a good show. And one man, or two men, saw about 50 foot a day. The good show. You know, a good show.
Uh-huh, yes. You know, there's another old house on Perry Street. You know, the one that's on the corner of Perry and Clay Street? Isn't that supposed to be old?
Sure, that's an old building.
What do you know about it?
Well, the first I remember about that building, as the first people that I was in lived there, was the Boyd Ferguson family. The Boyd Ferguson mother had his kinmother, mother. Tied there, Mag's kinmother. And one of the girls married up to Wade. She had one son, and then John Burns married her. His second wife was in my head. John was first wife, they separated.
What are some other old buildings you remember?
Oh, well, I think the old building there to the bridge that I tore down. That old building there is, it was a hospital during the Civil War. You know, that was an old building, and I tore it down and built this house up around the corner out of it and sold a lot of brick, and all the lumber in that was ship selling.
Was the brick made by slaves?
Brick probably was made by slaves, and most of the brick that was inside of that had never had been burned. It was sun-dried brick. That's where I lost out. We used our concrete on the outside where you really burn. And of course, the building on the outside was like the back of it from that wall that was 20 inches wide, which filled in with sun dried. That's called sun dried. We could put them out in the sun and dry, and you know, it's a certain kind of clay, it gets hard. It always kept dry. And in that old building now, he was a saloon there. Had just small kids, green meat, had a saloon around the corner of that building. And up near Abrams, along down there's two buildings below that. He had a drugstore and a saloon there.
About what year was this, approximately?
Let's see it. I'll say, I would be left to remember. I was born in 89. I must have been around 5 or 6 years old.
How long was Louisa wet? Was it very long?
Louisa would dry in 15 days, 1897.
And it's been dry ever since?
It's been dry ever since, except you've got a little spell of that here in the old beginning, you know, and it can't on so you go to the golf next year.
Was there a lot of slums?
To the best of my knowledge, I think I seen this in the paper, but it rolled up for about so many years. I remember as well. I was 18 and I was 7 when Louisa went dry. Oh, I was in the cheaper year when it was new and here. I was just a small boy, and that's where I got my money. First of all, and I paid me soon and showed the pay fee. And take them to the drugstore too. That time, bottle was hard to get. Now, the old houses, you want to go back to the old houses. Now, up on the, we'll start on Pike Street. Now, Carl Vesta, we're at the end of Water Street. What's all Water Street now? He's a good Uncle Carl lived that. He was one of the old sisters here. And Uncle Jim said, he said this is called, he was just across the street where he sold it now and built that apartment down. Bill Capon lived the next house he was in. And this is the house started Frank P. is one of them.
Oh, that is the man who had the undertaking business,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the undertaker.
Was he the only undertaker in town at that time?
Now, the old thing right across the head of the grave there that they tore down, I mean, one of the oldest buildings in town, I guess, was the Borders. Borders building, and it was a brick.
Where was it located?
It's located right atop the grave on the right-hand side where Cambridge used to live. That was their service quarters right there, but the main building was built right off to something with the bank. And it fell down, just gave way and gave away.
Would it be where that big vacant lot
yeah.
is now?
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm just in below that black thing now.
Was there very many houses on the riverbank?
No.
Not very many.
I think right along the riverbank, about the message was that we started down this Pike Street. And John Ross is in the first house. He's still standing there, yes. And Uncle Ethel Wellman is in the next house. And, Dan Sandberry lived in the next room, and Dr. Brumley lived on the corner. That's on the corner of Water Street there and Frey. And just across the street there, where that manual off your property. Then comes the old brick building there during the Civil War with the hospital. And just across from there now is this Judd Borders. He lives in that house. He's old, well-to-do people, pretty well to man Borders. He was an attorney. And he owned the ferry. Now, that when he took this bridge here, he wasn't going to live with the ferry. And Henry Sullivan married Borders' daughter. And Henry took the ferry over, and he hired Henry Sammons. And Henry would work on Sundays. And my father would go down there on Sundays and run the ferry over the weekend.
How much would it cost, Mr. Wilson, to go across the river on a ferry?
A nickel.
Was there very much traffic in those days?
Oh, yeah, a lot of traffic. I was thinking about pull a boat. I'd get down every day on Sunday morning, and I'd have to ferry people across. People come down and want to go across. Dad said, take up crossbows, and I'd get in the boat and take them over. By the time I didn't go there, maybe someone on there would have wanted to come back.
Was Fort Gay about the same then as it is now, or was it larger or smaller?
Well, Fort Gay at that time, where Fort Gay is now, the main town above the Michigan Bridge, that was all farmland, and just a few miles away from Fort Gay. Right. Now, Cashville, it was Cashville at that time.
Was it? Yeah. When did it change name?
Well, I couldn't say exactly, but it's maybe I was at least 8 or 10 years old probably in Cash. And that was Cashville. The reason why is to change it to Fort Gay. We had two Cashvilles in West Virginia, when you had trouble
with the mail.
Mm-hmm. The mail, that's why they had two Cashville and they changed it to Fort Gay.
What do you remember about the early merchants in town? Who was at Wellman's Hardware?
Hogsider.
What, can you tell me anything about the business?
Well, Hogsider built that building. Now, let me study this a little bit. I said, all buildings. All had a hard rush to go there, and here was his name gets away from me, and I said, it's the man that sold the project to Bob Benson. I found Bob moved his house back down around the Bussy project and built that brick in there.
So it originally was a wooden building, or was it?
Yeah, it was a wooden building.
Was it just general merchandise, like?
Oh, you mean the Snyder building?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, the Snyder building always been brick. Brick building, and Snyder had a hardware store there, and as you would go down on the corner where that hardware is there. First time, if I remember that, old Rick and Chapman had a grocery store there. And then the next door was Dave Brown, a Rusty Jew. He had a store. Well, that's all Rick went out. Jake, the Jew, he put a store in where all Rick's store was. And Dave Brown ended up in the apartment of the Rick building, and old Snyder was. There's two parts of that building, you know, two entrances. And old Cyrus, he had his hardware store in the upper part, and Dave Brown had his store in this lower part. And then there was the Lower Brothers had a store next to old Cyrus, and next to that, Bill Raymond's father. have the screws in there, and when you told the movies to dry, they even gone quicker when you had the grocery business together, they put the grocery store in there. And then they put the screw in there. And then there was a little narrow interest back through between that and the Bill Sullivan store. Bill Sullivan had the grocery store right on the corner. And he's our innocent Dave Ward has arrested in that. And this and then across the street was G.W. Young on the corner with the barber store. Then the next door above that was the Bill Render grocery store. And next to that Bill Render grocery store was Walter Asia Conley jewelry store. You know, the Bud Brown had his store next to the jewelry store. And Uncle Bud Lee got next to the store. And George Passer on the corner.
Now, is that where Scotty's restaurant is? Is that the corner you're talking about?
I'm talking about on Main Street.
And you remember where Crutcher's used to have the grocery store?
No, that's on Prairie.
Oh, I see.
Now, that was the old Savoy Hotel.
Savoy.
That was the old
Who owned that?
Well, I couldn't say just exactly I don't remember. Now, of course, he changed hands several times. Now, Charlie C. He owned it at one time. Charlie owned a hotel I saw as an agent for it. But that time, well, I was about 60 or 70 years old. I know I was living up in the Cruise of Earth.
Did people eat at this hotel, or was it just rooms?
They had rooms there, and they ate there, and another time, Minnieville Justice, she ran a hotel before she went up to the museum.
What was across from the courthouse? What stores were there?
Well, it's the same buildings as there. You take you right on the corner there where the bank is, about Uncle John Atkins. It's just where the bank used to be. He's bought them the ward there now. Uncle John Atkins had a driving school there. Then that was a vacant lot from there up to the bank. But over old he burned had his office next to the bank. And then next to the bank on the upper side, going up the river, going south, you might say, Green Lackey had a store there. And then there's where the Louis Hill was built. He was a boarding house. Then Chadway Hotel. That hotel's first time.
Now you're talking about what we remember as the Brunswick?
Yeah.
It was originally Chadway
Hotel.
That must have been a real old building then.
Oh, yeah. And now George and John James. Now George worked for, Paul Records, my people. My father was second and now Dad and John Dream, they worked for John Dream who was a slave driver for Uncle this guy. And they came in here and put up that hotel. And then John Dream and Paul, they went out to partnership. He put in a liver stable. And now I'll run the hotel. I'm a father. I was up neighbor to go over Raven and the Tour Public Bookstore. I mean, about the hotel. And he ran a hotel after years.
Before the Crescent building where the post office is. Was the post office always located on that corner?
Post office is located in this building I was telling you about. That's the tore down where they built the theater. Post office is there. And I remember one of my first school teachers, she worked at that post office. She was a Neil McKinnard Reynolds.
And then when they decide to build a new building, they move to where they are now.
Yeah. Well, when they do that, they moved that where the Arthur Hall is. That was the post office there. And I think, I'm pretty sure, it's still a post office after the group went up on the corner.
Tell me about the old Masonic Lodge building where Mrs. Rice, Curling Rice, now lives. Wasn't it on that block?
It was right on that block, and it was the only building on that block. The block was making me kept the old hall bed in there.
What was the building like? Was it big?
Well, it was either a two-story building. It wasn't too big. It's about the average building is all probably maybe 100 foot long, about maybe 30, 40 foot wide. And they had the bottom part was big. They had theater, and I was all upset.
Now, do you mean by theater, was that people coming in to put on plays, or was that movie?
No, people come in.
Did they come in very often?
Oh, yeah. I remember how the kid used to go up and climb up the window and watch it through the window. Yeah, they didn't have big crowds there. They had that was fancy, and then they had stalls. You had a couple of these stalls and barrels to get over into the lodge.
Is that what they call the opera house?
Yeah, opera house.
Do you remember any other place in Louisa where they would have entertainment similar to that, or was that the only place?
I don't know.
What were the early churches? I know the Methodist church down the corner, the Southern Methodist, as we sometimes call it. Was that one of the first churches in Louisa, or was there others?
One of the first. The North Methodist. One first, and the north one, so the north and the southern end.
Just a minute, Mr. Wilson, the tape was made. Mr. Wilson called me to make a correction on George Clark's great grandfather. On the tape, he had stated that George had a daughter, Mary Jane, and she had George. What really was, George had a daughter, Mary Jane, and then Mary Jane had a daughter, who married Elliot Clark, and then they had George Clark.